So one other question, when you're talking about people progressing on osimertinib, I think I've heard people talk about the possibility of then, maybe not immediately, a washout period or something, I don't know, of the possibility that a first generation TKI like erlotinib could cause response. Is that the case?
So I think what you're getting at is that it goes back to that resistance mutation, the C797S, which is if you were to observe that by itself, preclinical work suggests that that mutation is susceptible to a first generation inhibitor. And so, could you use the reverse sequence? Start with osimertinib and then go to a first generation inhibitor. I think we just don't have the clinical data yet. We're still trying to understand what is the frequency of C797S in patients receiving first line OC, and then can you actually then treat them with a first generation inhibitor later? What we are trying to actively explore is, I think that raises the question from an investigational standpoint of using combinations. Right. So there are several ongoing clinical trials looking at combined first and third generation inhibitors, with the thought process being that, osimertinib is going to cover T790M, and my first generation inhibitor is going to cover the C797S, and using a combinatorial approach, we're going to suppress both clones. I think that is an excellent scientific hypothesis, but we really need the data in order to help guide us.